Hi. This is the third part of PHP interview questions and answers. This podcast will equip you with frequently asked PHP interview questions designed to help you crack the interview. Question 41. What is type juggling? Answer. In PHP, type juggling refers to the automatic conversion of variables between different data types in certain situations. PHP is a dynamically typed language, which means that you don't need to declare the data type of a variable explicitly. Instead, PHP determines the data type based on the context in which the variable is used. Question 42. Explain what is Joomla? Answer. Joomla is a popular open-source content management system, CMS, that allows you to build and manage websites and powerful online applications. It is written in PHP and uses a MySQL or MariaDB database to store content and configuration data. Joomla provides a user-friendly interface and a wide range of features, making it suitable for various types of websites, including blogs, corporate websites, online magazines, e-commerce sites, community portals, and more. Question 43. What is output buffering? Answer. Output buffering is a technique used in computer programming and web development to improve the performance and efficiency of output operations. It involves temporarily storing data in a buffer or memory before it is sent to the output device or displayed to the user. Instead of immediately sending each piece of output as it is generated, the data is accumulated in the buffer and sent in larger chunks or as a whole. Question 44. What is the purpose of output buffering? Answer. The main purpose of output buffering is to minimize the number of interactions between the program and the output device, which can be time-consuming and resource-intensive. By collecting output data in a buffer and sending it in larger blocks, the overhead associated with frequent write operations is reduced. Question 45. What is the difference between JavaScript and PHP? Answer. Here are the main differences between JavaScript and PHP. 1. Purpose. JavaScript is primarily a client-side scripting language. It runs on the user's web browser and is used to add interactivity and dynamic behavior to websites. It can manipulate the HTML and CSS of a web page, handle user interactions, and perform client-side validations. PHP is a server-side scripting language designed for web development. It runs on the server and generates dynamic web content. PHP can interact with databases, process form data, generate dynamic web pages, and handle server-side tasks. 2. Execution. JavaScript code is executed by the web browser on the client side. It is embedded within HTML documents or included as separate files referenced by the HTML. PHP code is executed on the server side. When a user requests a PHP page, the server processes the PHP code and sends the resulting HTML to the client's browser. 3. Syntax and usage. JavaScript has a C-like syntax and is used to enhance the user experience on websites. It can be used to create interactive elements like sliders, form validations, image carousels, and dynamic content updates. PHP has a syntax similar to C, and its main purpose is to generate dynamic web content. It can be embedded within HTML code and used to interact with databases, process user input, perform calculations, and handle server-side tasks. 4. Development context. JavaScript is commonly used for front-end web development. It enables the creation of interactive user interfaces and enhances the user experience in web applications. It can also be used for server-side programming, Node.js, and desktop application development, Electron framework. PHP is primarily used for server-side web development. It is often used in conjunction with HTML and CSS to create dynamic web pages, handle form submissions, and interact with databases. PHP frameworks like Laravel and WordPress are widely used for building complex web applications. 5. Database interaction. JavaScript can interact with databases indirectly through APIs provided by back-end systems or by using AJAX to make asynchronous requests to the server. PHP has built-in support for database connectivity and offers a wide range of extensions and libraries to interact with various database systems like MySQL, PostgreSQL, and SQLite. Question 46. How to redirect a page in PHP programming? Answer. In PHP, you can redirect a page using the header function. The header function is used to send a raw HTTP header to the browser, and one of its common usages is to redirect the user to a different page. Question 47. What is GoTo statement? Why is it used? Answer. In PHP, the GoTo statement is a language construct that allows you to transfer program control to a different part of your code. It provides an unconditional jump from one section to another within the same script or program. However, it's worth noting that the use of GoTo is generally discouraged and considered bad practice in most programming languages, including PHP. Here's a brief explanation of how it works. 1. The GoTo statement specifies the label to which the control flow should be transferred. The label is a user-defined identifier followed by a colon. It marks the target location in the code where execution should resume. 2. The code execution jumps to the specified label and continues from that point onwards. It bypasses any code between the GoTo statement and the target label. 3. The label itself is defined as a simple identifier followed by a colon on a line by itself. Question 48. What is null in PHP? Answer. In PHP, null is a special value that represents the absence of a value or the lack of a defined value. It is often used to indicate that a variable or an expression does not currently have any assigned value. Question 49. Name some constants predefined in PHP. Answer. PHP consists of several constants. Some of the most widely used constants are class. It returns the class name. Method. It denotes the class name. Line. It represents the working line number. Function. It represents the function name. File. It denotes the path and the file name. Question 50. What do you understand by break and continue statements in PHP? Answer. In PHP, the break and continue statements are used within loops to control the flow of execution. The break statement is used to immediately terminate the execution of the innermost loop it is contained within. When the break statement is encountered, the loop is exited, and the program continues with the next statement after the loop. It allows you to prematurely exit a loop based on a certain condition. The continue statement, on the other hand, allows you to skip the rest of the current iteration of a loop and move to the next iteration. When the continue statement is encountered, the program jumps to the next iteration without executing any further statements within the loop body. Question 51. Explain the different types of arrays supported by PHP. Answer. PHP supports several types of arrays, each with its own characteristics and use cases. Here are the different types of arrays supported by PHP. 1. Indexed arrays. 2. Associative arrays. 3. Multidimensional arrays. 4. String keyed arrays. 5. Array of objects. Question 52. What are the data types in PHP? Answer. PHP supports several data types, including string, integer, float or double, boolean, array, object, null, resource, callable, closure. Question 53. Can you set infinite execution time in PHP? Answer. Yes. It is possible to have an infinite execution time in PHP for a script by adding the settime limit 0 function to the beginning of a script. It can also be executed in the php.ini file if not at the beginning of the script. Question 54. Name some of the top CMS made using PHP? Answer. Many CMS are made using PHP, such as Joomla, Drupal, Magento, WordPress. Question 55. What do you mean by value type and reference type? Answer. In PHP, Value types and reference types refer to the different ways to store and access variables in memory. 1. Value types. Variables of value types hold the actual value of the data they represent. When a value type variable is assigned to another variable or passed as a function parameter, a copy of the value is made. Any modifications made to the copy do not affect the original variable. Examples of value types in PHP include integers, floats, booleans, and strings. 2. Reference types. Variables of reference types store references or pointers to the actual data in memory. When a reference type variable is assigned to another variable or passed as a function parameter, both variables point to the same memory location. Any modifications made to the data through one variable will affect the other variable. Objects and arrays in PHP are reference types. Question 56. What is type hinting in PHP? Answer. Type hinting in PHP is a feature introduced in 5 Philippine pesos that allows you to specify the expected data type of a parameter in a function or method declaration. It provides a way to declare and enforce the type of input arguments or return values, making the code more robust and easier to understand. Type hinting helps prevent errors and allows for better code maintenance by providing clear expectations about the types of data that should be passed into or returned from a function. It also improves code documentation and readability. Question 57. What is Zend Engine? Answer. The Zend Engine is the open-source scripting engine that powers the PHP programming language. It was developed by Zend Technologies and introduced with PHP version 4.0. The Zend Engine serves as the execution and runtime environment for PHP scripts, providing the necessary infrastructure to interpret and execute PHP code. Question 58. What are the key functionalities of Zend Engine? Answer. Here are some key functionalities of the Zend Engine. Script execution. The Zend Engine is responsible for parsing and interpreting PHP scripts. It translates the PHP code into an intermediate representation called opcode, which is then executed by the engine. Memory management. Zend Engine manages the allocation and deallocation of memory resources for PHP scripts. Performance optimization. The Zend Engine incorporates various optimization techniques to enhance the performance of PHP scripts, including a just-in-time, JIT, compiler. Object model. Zend Engine implements an object-oriented model for PHP, allowing developers to define classes, create objects, and utilize inheritance and polymorphism in their code. Extension support. PHP's extensibility is facilitated by the Zend Engine. It provides an extension API that enables developers to build and integrate custom extensions written in C or C++ into PHP, thereby extending its capabilities and integrating with other libraries or systems. Question 59. What are the key features introduced in 7 Philippine pesos? Answer. Here are some of the notable features introduced in 7 Philippine pesos. Performance improvements. 7 Philippine pesos brought significant performance improvements compared to 5 Philippine pesos. The new version introduced a new internal engine called Zend Engine 3.0, which improved memory usage and optimized performance, resulting in faster execution of PHP scripts. Scalar type declarations. 7 Philippine pesos introduced the ability to declare the types of function parameters and return values with scalar types. It allows developers to specify whether a parameter or return value should be of type int, float, string, or bool. Return type declarations. Developers can now specify the type of value that a function should return. It helps enforce better type safety and enhances code clarity. Null coalescing operator. 7 Philippine pesos introduced the null coalescing operator, which provides a concise way to check for the existence of a value and return it if it exists, or a default value if it is null. Spaceship operator. It allows you to compare two expressions and returns an integer indicating whether the left expression is less than, equal to, or greater than the right expression. Anonymous classes. These are classes that can be declared without a named identifier. Anonymous classes are useful when you need to create a class on the fly without defining it explicitly. Group use declarations. 7 Philippine pesos has the ability to import multiple classes or namespaces from the same namespace using a single use statement. It helps in reducing redundancy and improves code readability. Error handling improvements. The latest PHP version has an improved error handling mechanism that allowed catching more specific types of exceptions and provided better control over error handling. Question 60. What are magic methods in PHP? Answer. Magic methods are special methods that start with a double underscore and are used to provide functionality that is automatically triggered in response to certain events or operations within an object. These methods allow you to define custom behavior for built-in PHP functions or language constructs. Thank you for listening to our podcast.